It's common these days to see orthodontic patients that have mild enamel fluorosis. This may be due to natural fluoride content in certain areas or due to fluoride exposure from supplements and beverages. Do you change your bonding procedure when constructing patients with mild fluorosis? What about if you typically use a self-etching primer for bonding? To determine the impact of fluorosis on orthodontic bond strength using conventional acid etching and self-etching primers, researchers in Turkey conducted an in vitro test that was published in the April 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The article is called Effects of Fluorosis on the Shear Bond Strength of Orthodontic Brackets Bonded with a Self-Etching Primer. The study design is straightforward. The authors obtained 40 premolars that displayed mild fluorosis that were extracted for orthodontic purposes in an area of Turkey with endemic fluorosis. They had an additional 40 extracted premolars from a different area that had no evidence of fluorosis. 20 teeth from each group were bonded using a conventional acid etching technique, and the remaining 20 from each group were bonded using a self-etching primer. All brackets were attached using Transbond XT as the composite adhesive. After bonding, the samples were stored for 24 hours, thermocycled, and then tested for shear bond strength. The results showed no difference in shear bond strength between the fluorose teeth and the non-fluorose teeth when conventional phosphoric etching was used. The non-fluorose teeth bonded with the self-etching primer also demonstrated bond strength equivalent to the conventional etching groups. But the fluorose teeth bonded with the self-etching primer showed a significant reduction in bond strength compared to the other groups. In addition, very little adhesive remained on the enamel surface after failure with these teeth, which again indicates a less than optimal attachment to the enamel. Although the fluorose teeth bonded with the self-etching primer had lower bond strength, it was still in the neighborhood of 9 megapascals, still clinically adequate according to most recommendations. But the Weibull survival analysis indicated a 10% chance of failure at 4.8 megapascals, not an ideal clinical situation. Based on the results of this study, I would recommend that if you have a patient with mild enamel fluorosis, you consider bonding with a conventional phosphoric acid etch technique, even if you normally use a self-etching primer. To get a first-hand look at the evidence for this recommendation, this article is found in the April 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.